Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we get to sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players and related music industry experts. If you love playing guitar, stick around, you're in the right place. This is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar podcast episode number 45. Today's topic, five more strategies to sell your gear online. Today's episode is basically the part two of episode number 43, where we gave you four strategies to use to sell your gear online. But again, these are really just basic solid selling strategies. You don't have to use them to sell gear. You can use these and apply these to anything you might be selling at all. And they just come from my last 18 years of experience running a marketing company and working and consulting with people, building sales funnels. And I don't know, I've worked in 107 or I think 110 different industries. So these are pretty universal rules. And you know, before that, I had various sales positions. Anyway, number one, tell a story. The best way to tell something and engage a customer is to tell a story. I mean, there's countless numbers of Craigslist, people selling cars and other stuff on Craigslist, and once in a while on eBay, where the story, the underlying story is phenomenal. Like, it'll be a car that meant so much to somebody, and then their friend came and like torched it or burned it, or they had their first, they'll say they had sex in there the first time and it's so meaningful to them. And, you know, they broke up with their girlfriend in there eventually, and, you know, they have this whole history. So everything that you have to sell pretty much has a story. It's just how you're going to sell it. So, for example, if you are selling a guitar, you could talk about, you know, at the time I bought this guitar, I had never owned a Fender Telecaster before. I had played my cousin's from Michigan. He came over to visit, and it was like no other guitar I ever played before. It took me such a long time to save up for the guitar. I remember going down to the retail store around the corner and, you know, looking at all the guitars, and I knew I only had one shot to get this one Tele, and I liked the pickups on it so much. And I but there was another one that was a butterscotch color. It reminded me of the original old Teles that first came out. So I really wanted to have that. And you see what you're doing by all that? You're getting your buyers vested in that instrument. As long as your story is interesting and unique, and I say unique, it's just interesting, you know, and you, as long as you tell it in a fun way, that goes back to what we talked about in episode number 43 about, you know, writing your copy like your, it's cup of coffee copy, I call it, like you're talking to someone right next door having a cup of coffee. There's no hard selling involved or anything like that. So you want to tell a story, and look, storytelling since the dawning of time has been fantastic for gathering people together, bonding people, and for getting them to remember stuff. Number two, be specific. I played this, I gigged with this five nights a week for the last 6 months. Not, this was my primary gigging guitar. I bought this 6 years ago, and during that time, I played it probably an hour a day the first 2 years, an hour every other day the next 2 years, and it has sat in my in the case in my closet, which is a non-smoking household, for the last 2 years, which is why I'm selling the guitar. When you're specific about things, remember yesterday or last episode I talked about, it gives you two things, believability and credibility. Well, when you're specific, you're also typically very believable. But be consistent in your specificity, and don't veer, because people subliminally are looking for you to lie. So, A, you shouldn't be lying, but sometimes you might make a genuine mistake and slip up. But make sure your consistency is, your specificity is consistent. Number three, have a sense of humor. Look, nothing, this is a tough one actually, because having a sense of humor, you know, humor is different things for different people, and different things for different people at different ages. So when I say have a sense of humor, the best humor to have, which is universal, is self-deprecating sense of humor. So if you say something like, you know, I bought this guitar because I bought this 335 because I love Freddie King. I grew up listening to him and I loved his blues and it meant everything to me. And I thought all I needed to do was to buy a 335 and I'd sound like Freddie. Little did I know, I'm as far from Freddie King as you can possibly be. In fact, the truth is I'm barely a guitar player by normal standards. So, you know, if you're going to have a sense of humor, make sure it's a little bit self-deprecating. Don't make, when I say have a sense of humor, doesn't mean don't make, it doesn't mean make jokes, because when it comes to money, excuse me, anyway, people are dead serious. You don't want to be joking around, but have a self-deprecating sense of humor and be lighthearted and fun. Don't try to be funny. There's a big difference. Be lighthearted and fun, but not funny. This isn't a clown show or a movie. You're not entertaining somebody, you know? In that, there is a rare case where you can have that guy who writes that ad on Amazon about that car ad that goes circulating viral, but that's, you know, 1 in 10,000 ads. And the people could do that is 1 in 10,000 people. Number four, be accessible. Like when I'm selling something, I always say, thank you for reading this. If you have any questions, please give me a call at this number. Because that's kind of like, it's very easy to hide online. I mean, we've all gone to websites where people may be selling things for a lot of money. Sometimes it's not even contact information, no phone number. It's info at, or it's like, you know, call XYZ company, or look, you know, there is no phone number. So, you know, I always say, hey, thanks very much for reading this. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. My phone number is here. Thank you for looking, Craig. And sometimes I'll say my last name, Craig Garber, even. I mean, in today's day and age, if someone wants to find out your name, they can find out your name easy enough. So, I mean, it's not, or if you use a pseudonym where you, you know, you have an online persona, that's a different name, fine. But, you know, be accessible. And most important, number five, if you want to sell something, sell it in the range of fair market value. You know, I saw a guy last week selling like a 10-year-old Telecaster. It was a reissue of some year for $2,000. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. You can go out and buy a brand new Telecaster, brand spanking new, new pickups, new tuners, lighter guitar, probably better sustain and resonance for $1,300 on sale, $1,400 or $1,500 regular price, right? And you can buy the new reissue of the 52 Telecaster for $2,000 at most. So why would you buy something 10 or 15 or 20 years old for $2,000? I don't get it, you know? And then people bitch, oh, my stuff didn't sell. You're selling a Volkswagen for the price of a Ferrari. That's why. You know, look, everybody wants to get a good deal, but overall, in general, people don't mind paying for stuff as long as they're getting value. The only time they mind paying is in the absence of value. So if somebody wants something bad enough, if they have to pay $50 or $100 more for it, especially if it's not a basic Fender Strat or a basic Les Paul, they'll buy it because there's not tons of them, and they want it. They love that color. It's in great condition. Great, I'll pay $50 more for it. You know, I'll pay $50 more for shipping, whatever. But when you're trying to sell something and you're so far out of the range of fair market value, don't waste your time. You're just going to frustrate people. So anyway, look, I really hope you like these tips. These are very good selling strategies, and they kind of all of them together form the core, you know, group of strategies which you should try to use in everything you sell. And it just has to do with being transparent and positioning yourself and whatever it is you're selling in such a way that it's appealing because you've communicated properly. And basically, that's what these strategies are. They're breakdowns of how you need to communicate to sell effectively. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this. Hope you got something out of it. I hope it'll help you make money one day when you sell something. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Go to everyonelovesguitar.com and sign up to get notified of future episodes, along with the latest guitar-related updates. And join our community on Facebook at facebook.com/everyoneloves guitar. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.